you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, February 18th, 2024. I'm Atefe Irfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So, please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. As I always say, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome back. This is another edition of Listeners Special, and here we've received reception reports from around the world from Najmuddin from Bangladesh. Najmuddin, as you know, is one of our old and regular listeners. Also, Peter Angie from Malaysia has sent us reception report, and from India, we've received a reception report from Rafan Ahmad, one of our old and regular listeners. So, Najmuddin, Peter, and Rafan, thank you very much for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. As you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our engineers and technicians, because these reception reports actually help us promote the quality of our programs and the quality of our broadcast. So, here we welcome your reception reports. And we've received letters and emails from around the world, which I mention some of your names here. And later during the program, I will read your emails. Rafan Ahmad has also sent us a piece of email. Rafan Ahmad is from India and is one of our old and regular listeners. From Sweden, we've received an email from Dan Olson, one of our regular listeners. And Dieter Sommer from Germany has sent us a piece of email. Thank you very much for being with us. I will be back with you. You just heard a piece of traditional music of Iran, and as we are basking in the, you know, final days and final months of winter in Iran and around the world, actually those countries that are located in northern hemisphere, I just chose to talk about felt making industry in Iran, which is a very old and ancient industry in Iran. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had the chance to know about the old industry of felt making in Iran? Okay, our trip to Shahrekord, the hub of Iran's felt making industry, can tell us the whole story. So let me talk about it a little. The art of felt making is an age-old tradition in Iran's western province of Chaharmahal and Bakhtiari that was invented by the ancient people. since the region is a major producer of livestock and wool, the natural fabric used in the felt. The main material used in the felt is white, brown, or black sheep wool. However, sometimes a combination of them or some painted wool is used for the background of the textile. In the process of manufacturing felt, which is normally called, actually in Farsi language, it is called namadmali, literally felt rubbing, is there is no need to weave anything, but the combination of compression and hot water causes the fibers to hook together into a single piece of fabric. The physical properties of wool, which can be curled around and create membranes, allows for the production of felt. In June 2011, felt making art in the province of Chaharmahal and Bakhtiari was inscribed on the list of national intangible heritage. Many felt producers in Chaharmahal and Bakhtiari province are university graduates with academic degrees in designing handicrafts and other fields. So, I will be back with you and talk more and more about this ancient art of Iran. Stay with us. You may know that Shahrekord is Iran's highest capital city at 2,070 meters above the sea level. This led to be known as Roof of Iran. Shahrekord is not just known for its natural environment, cold winters, waterfalls and rivers, but it is the hub of Iran's felt-making industry. I said cold winter and this idea just popped into my mind that how felt-made products can help the people of the region to deal with the cold times of the year. Iranians are very genius. Okay, let's see what our listener, Rafan Ahmad from India, says. Rafan Ahmad says, respected staff of IRIB English Radio, I am a listener of shortwave radios, including your station, for a long time. I request you to send me the latest frequency guide. I am a school student and I like to read literature, books about the rich history of your country, culture, etc. Salam and warm greetings to you, Rafan Ahmad from India, and many thanks for writing to us. So, let us know if you like the programs. We always welcome your views about our broadcast. So, tell us which program or programs you like the best, Rafan Ahmad from India. As you may know, the frequency guide is actually available at our website at parstoday.ir/en. For the time being, please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation to your email. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Welcome back. Here, let's see what happens in the workshops of felt making industry in Chaharmahal and Bakhtiari province and actually across all the felt making workshops across Iran. In some workshops, the freshly picked sheep's wool is passed through the batting machine to remove the impurities from it. According to the pattern or design the craftsman has in mind, he designs the desired design using colored wool on a fabric on the floor. After the design is finished, water is sprinkled on the colored wools by hand and then The dyed wools are spread over the entire surface of the design and then water is sprinkled. At this stage, the felt is rolled and then beaten on it for about 1 hour. After finishing the beading stage, the entire surface of the felt is soaked in soap and water to intertwine the wool threads. Yes, intertwining the wool threads. The workers must have strong hands. And after the felt dries, it is washed with water and allowed to dry completely. Sometimes after rinsing the felt, they add color to it, which will make the patterns more polished. The use of natural raw materials instead of chemicals, as well as the introduction of new ideas and products in accordance with customers' taste, has led to the use of felt-made products in many households. Welcome back. Here we've received an email from Sweden from Dan Olson. So let's see what Dan Olson says. My name is Dan Olson. I am 59 years old and I work as a teacher for children in a public school. I had the pleasure to listen to IRIB some time ago. I sent you an MP3 file from the program and I hope I receive a QSL card from your radio. Best regards. A very warm salam and greetings to you from Tehran. And appreciations to you for writing to us. Dan Olson from Sweden, you are 59 years old and you work as a teacher for children in a public school. Thank you for letting us know your information, how old you are and what you do. It's a good job, you know, being a teacher for children. That's a nice job. So, Dan Olson, we received your MP3 file. An electronic QSL will be sent to you as confirmation to this email. Dan Olson from Sweden, thank you very much for writing to us. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Although felt making was considered to be a laborious career in the past, it is an industry that has never lost its customers and it is being developed at the moment. Today, felt is produced in most parts of Iran and the main centers of this industry are Istakhban in southern Fars province, different cities of Gilan and Mazandaran provinces, Semnan, Damghan, Quchan, Chaharmahal and Bakhtiari, Kermanshah, and others. So let's see what our listener from Germany, Dieter Sommer, says. Hello to the team of IRIB English Radio. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to listen with big pleasure to your English broadcast on shortwave with a good signal here in Germany. Your programs are very interesting and informative. I will send you a reception report and please send me a QSL card and another information. I wish you all the best and many greetings to all our listeners from around the world. Salam and warm greetings to you, Dieter Sommer from Germany. Many thanks for writing to us. We're glad to hear that you were able to receive the signals of IRIB English Radio in your region. And it seems that you like the programs as you describe them as very interesting and informative. Thank God. An electronic QSL will be sent to you as confirmation to this email. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And here we come to the end of our today's program. Many thanks for being with us. But before saying goodbye, I just wanted to thank those of you who have kindly sent us reception reports as well as emails from around the world, including Najmuddin from Bangladesh, Peter NG from Malaysia, Rafwan Ahmad from India, Dan Olson from Sweden, and Dieter Sommer from Germany. Many thanks for being with us. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.